in Psalms 133. We learned in the book of Psalms 133 that our unity is the precious ointment, which actually translates peace. Precious meaning peace or denoting peace. And then the ointment denoting the fat. Peace as a result of becoming the fat that burns. And when our oneness is together, we've learned that, the ointment, we become that precious ointment. And what happens is it becomes the peace offering. We as the body of Jesus become a peace offering unto the Father in our unity. And because of that unity, we learn something very, very important, that if we become a sweet savor unto God, as it's written, we become a sweet savor unto him. And as we become that sweet savor, the ruach of God is released. And the word ruach is translated spirit, the spirit of the Lord. And when you understand that, now the Lord, it says here in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number, 17, it says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
All right. So now as our oneness, as we come together in this oneness, and we know that we come in this oneness by having the same mindset in the rhema word, that our agreement in the word that we're hearing, and the body at large one day will agree in the word, the rhema word, because the rhema word is the mind of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And in that place of agreement, we find our union. We find our unity. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And so now when we're in that unity, we find the ruach of God, because our unity is as the burning fat, as we read and we studied out on Sunday and on last Thursday, that unity becomes the burning fat. And the Bible says that all the fat is the Lord's. He receives it as an offering. So our unity becomes that sweet savoring smell of fat burning, the fat of the animal that was chosen, the fat of the inwards of the vital parts around the kidneys and mm-hmm. and around all of the vital parts, that's the most precious fat. And it lets off the most the aroma is just intensely wonderful. And the Father loves smelling that aroma. So he does that now through our oneness, because we are the body of Christ. And as the body, we have the fat, our unity, and we burn it. And when we do burn it in being in union in the word, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So while the ruach of God is being released, liberty is being released.
Amen.
The word liberty, Mom, Elder Donna had mentioned liberty in the prayer. And while she was praying, she had mentioned this. And where liberty is, it means that there's an omittance. The word liberty means an omittance of everything that doesn't have to do with salvation. Everything outside of salvation is omitted because the Spirit of the Lord is there.
Amen.
And we generate, or we receive the manifestation of the Spirit of the Lord in our unity, because we're one, because what Jesus prayed, that we would be one, even as him and the Father are one. And because of that, now we now have access to the ruach of God, the Spirit of God, that is giving out liberty. That liberty is an ultimate place of peace that we've been studying so much. It's the place where the welfare and the free favors of God can be poured out. But it's found in our unity. It's no man being an island anymore, but it's a people walking in the word together, like they did in the book of Acts. When they did that in the book of Acts, when everyone had the same mindset, they saw the liberty. Everything that was not of salvation was omitted. Sickness, oppression, debt, even death. Things were omitted from out of their lives because of the unity that they came in. And the Lord has been pouring out this message. And I will be doing the mini balance on Sunday so we can calibrate everybody. But tonight is very important, because in our conversation, we realized and we came to grips with God is calling us to really live in a different dimension here so Amen. That we might truly see and extract what this is all about for us.
Amen. Yes.
He's calling us into another realm, I truly believe, of sanctification itself. And so now, I don't know about you, but I really want the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, released to be able to do whatever it is that needs to be done to keep us in the realm, if you will, of absolute salvation.
Amen.
And so now God is calling us into a place, and we discussed this earlier, into a place. Go to the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse number 6. And I don't know if evangelist, I got your message, and it's okay. I'll house it if you can't really speak. But go to Elder Allison, go to Colossians 2 and 6. And this is a conversation we were having, and I felt it necessary that people would hear this, because it really is going to really minister what needs to be done to really walk in the oneness that we're learning about as the body of Christ, so that we might be able to really, really see and experience the benefits of the Ruach.
Amen.
All right? Mm-hmm. And in Colossians 2 and 6, one scripture came up as we were talking. Evangelist brought this to mind. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, and you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, as you have been taught. So we have a call to walk in Christ Jesus as we have received him.
Amen.
I'm not just talking about receiving him in terms of the sinner's prayer or your first initial confession unto salvation. I'm talking about as the rhema's being released, we have a duty to walk in the rhema.
Amen.
To the portion or the proportion in which we're hearing it. That's our duty. That's what we have to do. We're hearing when we're under this word about being the body, about being one. And now, if we don't come to the measure of sanctification, then we're not going to see what we've been hearing from Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We have to be, we talk about all the time, we have to be doers of it. Because if we're just going to stay under it to hear it, feel good about it, maybe even swell up a little bit in hope, it doesn't make any sense if we're not going to sanctify unto that place. It doesn't make any sense. Because we're the body. We together make up the body, and the Lord is trying to unify us here, and the devil has been really working overtime. I know it's the truth. To make sure we don't ever come into the power of agreement. And it's not based on us trying to act like goody two shoes, us trying to be perfect every day, all day. No, it's based on everybody staying in this word until we become this word. Allison, can you pull up Mark chapter 4, please? Sure. And in Mark 4, find the verse of scripture where it talks about where we rise and go to sleep.
Sure.
All right. Try to find that scripture for me. In Mark 4, there's a scripture that describes perfectly on how to see kingdom made manifest. All right. And we know that in Mark 4, we've learned over the years that by staying in the study of what we're hearing, we then will become the study of what we've been hearing. Well, we have a duty to this word, to on the being the body in this ultimate place of elevated peace, corporate peace. We have a duty to this word to stay in the study so that we can become what this word is revealing unto us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Come on. Watch this now. Because listen here. what we could not accomplish, and I want people to understand this, what we could not accomplish as individual Christians, we will accomplish as the body of Christ.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
There is a greater anointing, and if you're on the line on Sunday, you'll see it. There's a greater anointing in our corporate unity than there is in our individuality. There's a greater outpour of the Ruach of God.
Amen.
Than as opposed to being individual Christians trying to make it and trying to see God made be made manifest. All right, it says here in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. All right? So now, the call is to continue to stay in the word. The kingdom, or it will develop you. You don't need to know how. Your job is just to stay there.
Amen.
Go to bed and rise again. Do this day and night. You're going to grow up in what you're hearing, and you don't need to know how. It's just going to happen.
Amen.
The call is for us to stay in the word that we're hearing. Do not lessen your time in the study. In fact, increase.
Amen.
Your study in what we're hearing. This one here is going to, listen, it's going to take more than what you give normally.
Yes.
Because the enemy understands that it's his job has been to keep us separate, mm-hmm. so that we don't ever see and experience the Ruach of God.
It's true.
The way that Jesus has prayed that we would. He prayed a prayer in the book of John, chapter 17. He asked, he said, Father, please,
yes.
let those that you've given me, let them be with me where I am, so that they can behold my glory. He prayed that prayer because of one reason.
Mm-hmm.
He understood how he was watching and manifesting, watching the Ruach, the Spirit of God, manifest in every area. Jesus always beheld the glory of the Father. He always saw manifestation and what the Father was not just thinking, but doing. He beheld his glory. Well, as the body of Jesus Christ, and Elder Allison, if you'll go to, for me, I know you're about to try to find that, but go first to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, all right? We need to be seeing the way that the head is seeing everybody.
Yes.
And if we're not sanctified, we're going to miss it. We need to be viewing what Jesus has planned. If you want to see if you want manifestation as a part of the body, you've got to know what the head is doing. And in the Rhema word, it reveals what the head is doing.
Amen. Yes, it does.
All right. Find the scripture in Ephesians 4, Elder Allison, where it talks about us coming into the full age. It okay. talks about us coming into the stature. Okay. All right. And that this is so important for us to see here. It's so important for us to understand this, man. We're wasting our time if we're not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're wasting his time if it were possible. Ephesians chapter 4.
Let's see, in 4. Ephesians 4.
Where it says that he's gave some apostles, evangelists, pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. It's right around there.
Yeah, I found it now.
Okay, amen.
That's the fullness of Christ. Okay.
There we go. All right, in Ephesians chapter 4, watch this now. We all read this. But this is, again, in a conversation we had. We've come to realize that we've got to function from the full age of Jesus. We can't, the head can't be in the age of eternity and the body be in the age of the earth. Mm. The head is in functioning from the eternal realm. We as the body must be in line with the head so we too can function from that realm.
Amen.
Why? Because if we do, the Ruach of God, as he smells that sweet savor of our unity, the Ruach of God now begins to move and do things that are unbelievable and unbeknownst or unreal to the human eye. But if we're not moving as the same age, and I'll read it to you now, it says here in Ephesians 4 and 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
The word stature means of full age. So now the body is functioning from the age of eternity. The head is functioning from the age of eternity, and the body has the ability to do the same, but it must be, amen, it must be in line with the now word of God. And it must be filled with the now word of God.
Yes.
Because if we're not, then we're not moving in the full age of Christ. And the Lord told me this as we were in this fellowship and in this conversation. Every time we come out of the now word, we lessen our age in the spirit. We lose aging in the spirit. Watch this. We come into our individual human age when we're not in the now rhema, because the now rhema is the mind of the Lord. And so when we're not operating in it, we now become the age that we are in the natural. So therefore, we're not functioning in the measure or the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's why there's no pouring out of the Ruach. There's no fat burning when you're in the age of yourself. You're not burning fat. You're not a sweet savor in the nostrils of God. And in the savor, remember, is the release of the Spirit. And that's where we belong.
Yes, God.
The Rhema word brings us and keeps us in the full age.
Amen.
In the full age. Evangelist Darrell, talk to us about Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Talk to us about over that way.
Well, amen. As Apostle just really brought that right into this scripture, it actually says in Hebrews 5, verse number 13. 13 says, those that use milk are unskillful in the word rhema of righteousness and are babes. So the moment you're no longer under the rhema, and you need to, as we were in the fellowship, Apostle said, as you are needing to be redeveloped in the rhema, you are unskillful in that word of righteousness until rhema is restored. But the next verse is so powerful. It says, but strong meat, which is the rhema, belongs unto them who are of full age. Fully matured.
Wow. Bless God.
Amen.
And then it says, and even those who by reason of the use of the rhema have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Hallelujah.
So it becomes plain when I am discerning. How can I discern? I know when I'm under the rhema. Because I'm in the spirit. I'm in the very person of Christ.
That's right.
I can tell when I'm not in rhema, when I'm in self, when everything, when there's no peace, when you have no confidence, when you have no assurance of faith. And he says, this is how you are exercised. Your senses, you know when you're in you, and you know when you're in Christ.
That's right. And when we reduce down in age, we're losing the meat. And the meat really means the mind of the spirit. Because the Lord, listen, the Lord is not functioning under the sincere milk of the word. He's functioning under strong meat. He is noted as the Lord of the word. And where he's bringing the body, he's not trying to keep the body in the sincere milk of the word. He wants the body to be raised up and nourished in strong meat. He wants us in strong meat. And you know when you're in strong meat, Elder Allison, you know this. What takes place when you're eating strong meat? What happens to you?
Propitiation.
Say it again.
Propitiation
settles in.
Mm-hmm.
And then propitiation is the mark of the true joining between the church and the Father.
Yes.
That's when we know we're in the joining. That's when we know we are the sweet savor that's in the nostrils of the Father. That's when we know this is where the Ruach wants to function from.
Yes,
from the place of being propitiated.
Amen, Lord God.
Yes.
And so now, but every time we take breaks in this word, every time we walk away from this word, we are losing the age that we really are.
Mm-hmm.
We really are. Listen, I'm 51. And sometimes I go at it with Matt and we're playing around. And my wife will yell at us like we're both children. Because sometimes Matt will bring me down and I'll be fooling around with him. And I'll feel like I'm just like Matt. And I go overboard with Matt and we go overboard with each other. We make loud noise and she's yelling at both of us like she's yelling at two kids. Sometimes I forget my age is what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's okay when playing and you're hanging out with your children. But when you go overboard like a child, I done forgot my age.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing I get for forgetting my age is I get chastened. It's okay. It's just a wake-up call. Sometimes I do that without Matt. I forget who I am. I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, then when I forget those things and I forget my position in God, what takes place? My savor stops going into his nostrils. I drop in age. Now I'm not functioning in the full measure or the fullness of Christ. The Ruach of God is now being delayed to bring forth liberty, which means an omittance of things that do not have to do with salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our conversation.
Yes,
how vitally important it is for us to maintain a position in full age, not to be moved by it. Not to be moved outside of it, rather.
Jesus.
Because it's the place being there is where the Ruach of God, the Spirit of the living God, wants to move. Because the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, praise God. That's what he wants for us.
Yes.
That's what he wants. What does it say over in 1 John 4:17? Let's see what that says. Evangelist Darrow, is there something else in the conversation you want to say?
Yes. From what we were talking earlier, I think one of the key things that for us to understand is, and we all do, but I think we sometimes can shrink back from this point right here. Everything Rhema gives us, presents to us, is life itself.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think we lose sight of that because we can sometimes get back into our daily, and that causes us to even come out of the Rhema. But the beautiful thing about the TGM is the staying in the study, because the staying in the study is to staying is the staying in life himself, the way life is supposed to be. It's not this idea of the system of this world or the cares of this life that Apostle shared with us that causes that word care meaning disunity. When we revert back to the cares of this life, you think about it. Anytime you turn back to a care, you have disconnected yourself from life.
That's right.
From the now word, to be disconnected from the now word is to be disconnected from the way God says life is supposed to be for us.
Amen. Amen.
That's it.
Amen, Lord.
You know that in that liberty, true liberty is living as we should, not living as we will or want to. Living as we should live, but not pleasing ourselves. Because again, as Evangelist is saying, when we start to do that, we cross over into the cares, and any care you have will break your unity. And listen, all of us are supposed to be, all of us, Paul said, we all are sweet savors unto him. We all are sweet savors unto him.
Yes, Lord.
And so every time we move in the cares, and every time we are disunited or we're disconnected, where's the savor now?
Mm.
Here's true connection here. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we.
Yes, Lord.
In this world. As he is. That speaks to me of progression. Mm-hmm. As he is. What is he today? What is he like today? What is his mind saying today? The rhema word is the only thing that keeps you in as he is.
It's the truth.
Because the rhema is his mindset. And God's mindset, the mindset of the Lord, which is the same as the Father's, is to cause us to understand we are one.
Yes.
We are his body. The Bible says we are one bread. One bread. And you know the bread was symbolic for his body. We're one bread together. And it's in that being together through the rhema word that we're hearing. The only thing we're responsible for is what we're hearing. And that will keep us unified. But we can't afford for any of us to drag our feet. We can't afford any more Ananias and Sapphira's. We can't afford it because the Ruach of God, the Spirit of God, he's saying, listen, I'm ministering to you what Jesus wants for you. I'm quickening you on what he's thinking about you. He wants to bring you to the highest point of elevated peace that you've ever known. He wants the Spirit, his Spirit. He wants me, the Holy Spirit, to be freely endorsed to do whatever it is you need done. This is his mind toward us. But the present study is what sanctifies us. He says, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. But if you're not in the present study, then where's your sanctification? Where's mine?
Hmm.
And if I don't have that, then I'm not that sweet savor that I need to be. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Why is that? Because he's our head. And we're his body.
Amen.
That's the relationship of Jesus and the Father. The Father was the head, and Jesus was the body. That's why he said, make them one, Father, as we are one.
Mm.
Let them be connected to me, their head. You dwell in me, and I'll dwell in them, and they will dwell in us. Come on now.
Bless God.
Come on now. It just takes staying in the study, stay in the now word, stay here. Let it develop you in this truth. Spend time in this. Allow propitiation to become vision. When propitiation becomes your vision, you already know that persuasion is right there with it. Let propitiation show you this as you're being propitiated even right now. The Spirit of God is moving now.
Amen.
And there's propitiation being poured out now on the line. All right, because propitiation is there, let it become vision. You can see it. You're not responsible for me. No. I can help be your keeper. But I'm not responsible for you. Every man has to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
I can help you as a part, as a joint of the body. That if you're hurting over there, I can come there and be strength. I can be aid to you. You be the left hand, I'll be the right hand. The left is hurt, I'll come and lift things up for you. I will speak the word to you. I'm not just a sweet savor in the nostrils of the Father. I'm a sweet savor and you're a sweet savor unto them that are saved. Keeping them saved. Keeping them as the sweet savor of God. Paul said it like this in the book of Corinthians, chapter 10, 2 Corinthians 10. He told him, he said, listen, when y'all finally get this right, and I'm going to paraphrase what he said, when y'all get this right, we too will have increased because you have increased.
That's God.
We all rise together from glory to glory. So what was our conversation basically? What was the gist of it? It was just really saying how to stay in a place of being the full age.
Yes.
By staying in the word. We want the Ruach of God to be free to do whatever he wants to do and whatever we need for him to do. They said, man, they had so much freedom with the Ruach. They said, yes, listen, let's lay these fellas in the streets. Let's lay them. The apostles didn't say that. They said, because they were in such oneness, lay the sick in the streets. Lay those that are oppressed with devils, put them in the streets. That at least the shadow of Peter might overshadow them and heal them. There was so much liberty. The Ruach of God knew no boundaries. He didn't tell Peter. The Ruach of God told them. He said, listen, put your sick in the streets. I'll be there. I'm endorsed for all this healing and deliverance.
Amen.
Lay them all out. That's what the Spirit said to them. They said. Not the apostles. I'm dumbfounded by that. I'm blessed by that because the Ruach just didn't have any boundaries. God, I want that in our time.
Yes, sir.
Ah, yes, Lord.
Bless God.
So we were just talking and going back and forth, and this is our conversation.
Amen.
This is our conversation.
Amen, amen.
And so this is what we need to do. And this is what the devil doesn't want you to do.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you getting in this word. He doesn't want you in this study. Find some sincere milk. Find something else. But don't find this. Mm-mm. He doesn't want you here. He doesn't want you being developed as a part or joint in the body. He doesn't want that one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000. He doesn't want you in the stronger anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Be an island is what he wants. Stay by yourself is what he wants. Because he knows he can get you as an individual. It says if there be one, he can get prevailed against. If there be two, that's a little bit tougher because one will sustain the other. But if we get three, a three-folded cord is not easily broke. It ain't going to get broke. But he likes it when you stand alone. or you can unify to where you know the word of the Lord is for you, and you can unify into that word and then extract the anointing, which we're going to be learning about just shortly, extracting the anointing that's around you and that's with you. Amen.
Lord, amen, God.
Amen, Jesus. We give you glory. Amen,
Lord Jesus.
Give you glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That was our conversation that just totally turned me to saying, you know what? Everybody needs to hear this. They need this. They need this. Evangelist called me all excited about understanding the Ruach being released in the Savior and how our unity releases the Ruach. And we just started from there and it was over. And it's the truth. I feel like that old Christian, that old song, I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's family. I never really liked that song back in the day. I'm not going to deny it. I really didn't. Because I was always a guy that was striving to be with God. I was like, I don't need nobody. I'm just going to keep it moving. They don't want to go, bump them. And that was my mindset, for real. But my goodness, that song is so strong and true. We are a part of God's body.
Yes.
It said, stand with me, agree with me.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
We are. Yes. And I never gave that song its props. I never did. It was a nice little hymn for settings to feel nice and warm and fuzzy and stuff. But it didn't have any power for me because I didn't see things like I do now.
Mm-hmm.
That song is real.
Yes, it is.
It's so real.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm tired of not winning because I'm not benefiting as a part of the body. I'm going to win now because I got others joint supplying.
Yes.
Listen here. I got others lapping like dogs. We ready for this fight. We're ready to get up and run.
Yes.
We're ready to break
those
pitchers. Evangelist and Elder Allison, we're ready to let the lamp of God, the Ruach of God, be released.
Yes.
Because we stand in agreement.
Yes, yes, God.
So
hallelujah,
bust those,
Jesus.
Man, bust those pictures, man, and let the light of God be seen.
Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist Allison said today, he said, you know, the breaking of the pitchers then, when they did that back in Gideon's day, the breaking of the pitchers was about self being broken. So that the Ruach, the light of God in them, the light, the Ruach could be what's left.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, God.
And I got 300 dog lappers.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to break the pitchers. And the Spirit of God is going to rule and reign. Bump Satan and everything he wrote in on. I don't care what he thinks. He's not stopping this. Praise be to God. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Bless God. Oh, hallelujah.
Can you guys lift your hands for a minute? Just lift them right where you are. I just want the Lord to seal this conversation. Seal it tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Seal it in the hearers that are on the line tonight. Seal it in the hearers that are going to listen later on tonight. Seal it, Lord, please.
Yes, Lord.
Seal our union together.
Yes,
God. It is as the precious ointment.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
that
is.
Ran down the beard, even the beard of Aaron.
Hallelujah.
It is the anointing. It is the fat which burns and creates.
Thank you, Lord.
A wonderful peace offering unto you, Father.
Yes,
this
Father.
Is the purpose of the blood being shed, that we would become your body, one in the family of God our Father. And we, Lord Jesus, are asking you tonight, seal this word. Seal it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Seal it in our hearts. Seal it in our minds.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord, and let your Ruach have his time. It's the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. and we're breaking our pitchers.
Thank you, Jesus.
By staying in the rhema word, we break our pitchers. We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you praise, Lord. Give you praise, Jesus. My goodness gracious. My goodness.
We love you, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord. The challenge that's been there for a while is honoring God, worshiping God in the form of giving. And he nips it when in the people that are being brought together in unity. The mind of the Spirit is there to bring them in unity, to lay down this world's power. They lay it down. Those are the dog lappers, the ones that lay down this world's power, and they honor the Lord. They're not sitting there trying to hold on to unrighteous mammon, but they worship the Lord their God with it, according to the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit has taught us on how to honor. He's taught us, and it's not my order of things. It's not me. I'm a partaker in it. I'm a dog lapper. And so when you honor him the way that he revealed to you. Give to him the way that he's revealed for you to give. And when you do that without fear and without reservation, it shows that you are truly joined. It really does. So if you have a first fruit or a tithe that you'd like to honor God with, you can do so tonight. You can release it into his hands. I have one. I'm going to release mine. And I have a first fruit and a tithe I'm going to honor him with. And I'm not going to let anything around me distract me from that. I'm staying joined.
Amen.
We learned that the word first fruit also means the fat. And the word, and the Lord said that all the fat belongs to him. And I like giving him that. So that becomes another sacrifice. It becomes another pillar of smoke going up into his nostrils. And so I like to honor him. I like to soothe him, to show him that you're who I trust in. No matter what I'm up against, I'm going to honor God. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because it gives the Ruach of God the opportunity to show himself strong and yet increase my faith. I'm with it.
Bless God.
And so if you have a tithe or a first fruit or free will offering that you'd like to give, you can tonight. You know, we do give it by via Cash App, $ True Gospel Men's for Cash App. Or if you're going to Zelle, you can do it to truegospelmens@aol.com. And so you can give it that way as well. But amen. We thank God that you guys were able to plug in and tap into the conversation that we had.
Amen.
It was late in the afternoon. It was in between jobs and it was really, really a powerful moment. And I'm glad that the Lord prompted us to share it with you tonight and to let you know what we got to do. We do what Mark 4 tells us. We rise, we go to bed, we rise again, but we stay in the study of the word. And then this thing will create and it will bring you into what it is saying to you automatically. No other work should be done. Just stay right where you are in the word. So if all hearts and minds are clear, everybody's good, I'm going to release you from this conversation. Elder Allison, you can stop recording.